This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Thursday, March 14th. I am Josh Engelman, and I am here to break down a lovely six-game slate. Late lock today, 7:30 tip-off for Phoenix and Boston. 3 8 o'clock games, and then 2 10 p.m. games is what we're looking at for today. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. What's going on, everybody? Hope you had a good day yesterday. Did not play yesterday's slate. I was out for dinner, so I was able to avoid the awfulness that was yesterday's slate. Exciting. Today might be pretty rough as well. We've got weird news to wait on for the Clippers. We've got to figure out the status of Luka Doncic. I've already assumed the status of Kobe White. Lots of stuff going on today. We're going to break it all down right here. So like, subscribe, notification bell, follow me on Twitter. What's good, chat? What's going on, everybody? Fun stuff. Decent enough Thursday slate. I'm very happy, Steven, that I didn't play yesterday. That was gross. Adam sent me his exposures, and it was just like, you know, five Pistons. Who's the other team that you needed? Was it Grizzlies yesterday? Probably. I don't know. It was a disgusting screenshot that I was very happy to not be a part of. But, you know, and now we're here. Breaking down an okay slate. It really sucks if Luka's hurt. That Dallas OKC game could have been pretty fun just because it's Luka against a really good OKC team. The rest of this slate is fine. You know, like Suns-Celtics is a good game for sure, but no Porzingis, Q-tag on Jaylen Brown could be a little less interesting. And obviously, Clippers could be weird. Washington Houston's gross, but not for fantasy. Philly Milwaukee is not a real game if Joel Embiid's not there. Knicks Portland, late night hammer. Good God. No, thank you. Yet here we are. Here we are, ready to break it all down. I'm diving in right now. Let's get into it. Phoenix Suns. Actually, let's get into it now. Phoenix Suns, 5.5-point underdogs in Boston, 228 total. No real ownership coming in here to Phoenix. I also need to grab the FanDuel ownership, which apparently I did not put into my sheet. Easy fix. Nothing to worry about there. I just realized that I had all zeros on Phoenix side. Although that's kind of what it should be. By the way, for the people playing on FanDuel, you only have four games tonight. They dropped both 10 o'clock games, so really terrible tiny slate. Jake, what was for dinner last night? Sushi. Lots of sushi. So Phoenix doesn't look very good. I got to 2 shares. I got 4% of Devin Booker. The highest owned guy on the team is Bradley Beal at 6%. That's high on DraftKings. Nobody is higher than that mark on the FanDuel side. Even in the boom-bust tool, we do have some positive leverage on Bradley Beal, still coming in less than 10% optimal, which for a six-game slate kind of tells you all you need to know. If these guys are at full strength, the only news that we're waiting on for Phoenix is the status of Eric Gordon, who is questionable. I have him projected in. He doesn't really matter if he's in. I guess a slight bump if he's out, but I mean, nothing's creating value here. This is the number two defense in the league in Boston. I mean, you want to say that that's a little bit lower with Kristaps Porzingis out, that's fine. We're still talking about a top five level defense. Not to mention Boston plays the 24th fastest pace. None of that is good. Jake, it was not from 7-Eleven. That's for sure. That's for sure. I don't have much else to say. Like, clearly, you want to play a couple shares of Beal, of Booker, of Kevin Durant. Not going to talk you out of that on a six-gamer, but they certainly don't grade out well from a value perspective. And the Sims tool is kind of still telling the same story. 2% exposure to Bradley Beal. Nothing else for the Phoenix Suns. So while I got to Booker and the Sim tool got to Beal, neither one of us are getting to any real value from Phoenix. So unless some news pops, I don't think that we're going to be getting to much of the Suns. King, don't feel run down at all. Feel fantastic. Couldn't be better. Well rested. Ready to go. Tons of energy. Oh, water hits the spot. Now, Boston. Very different place today. Like I said, we already know we have no Kristaps Porzingis. It's possible we have no Jaylen Brown. He's questionable. But I want to get to these guys if Brown is in, and I want to get to them even more if Jaylen Brown happens to be out. Now, the value on someone like Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser is a lot lower than it was a couple games ago when they were sub 4K. Not the case right now. But I got to 24% of Jason Tatum, 9,800. He's small forward, power forward eligible, projected for 13% ownership. Very different play with no KP around. And those rates will even go up a little bit more if Jaylen Brown happens to be out. In the boom bust tool, we have Tatum at 11.5% optimal, 12% owned. We got Jaylen Brown just shy of that 10% mark. But I got to Tatum. I got to Jaylen Brown a little bit over the field. I got to Derek White a little bit over the field. And I got to Drew Holiday a little bit over the field. I want to get to those four dudes. I don't have much interest in Al Horford. And I don't really have any interest in the rest of Boston unless Jaylen Brown gets ruled out. Because obviously everybody gets a rate bump, a minutes bump, everything. But for right now, Jason Tatum is my priority. If we hop back to the Sims tool, take a look at what the stochastic projections are saying. We have a lot less ownership coming into Boston. 7% to Jason Tatum, 2% to Brown, 2 shares of Holiday, 1 share of Derek White. So I'm definitely a little bit more optimistic for Boston. But I like this spot. Phoenix is middle of the pack defense, middle of the pack pace. It's a solid enough matchup for the Boston Celtics in this spot. Phoenix certainly leaning more offense than defense. No arguments there. I'm expecting to be heavier on Boston today. And I don't think that I have any like crazy projections or anything. Like, we have Jason Tatum projected for 50. I actually have just shy of 53. And I actually have Jaylen Brown about 2 points ahead of the mark. That's probably causing a lot of it. Don't have a lot that I want to tweak. Maybe that'll look a little bit different later on today. But as of right now, Jason Tatum is my priority coming out of this game. For the Clippers. So, hard to talk about them right now. 6.5-point favorites in Chicago, 215 total. We have a Q tag on James Harden. We have a Q tag on Kawhi Leonard. Now, those of you that played DFS 2 nights ago know that Kawhi Leonard left the last game at halftime with back spasms. I don't really expect him to play. The fact that he's on the injury report as questionable is a little surprising to me. I have him projected in right now, but if you're asking me what I think happens by 7:30 tonight, I anticipate Kawhi Leonard to not play. That will obviously bump James Harden in a big way. It will certainly bump Paul George in a big way. You'd probably see a little bit more love for someone like Norm Powell. Amir Coffey goes from as uninteresting of a person as you can be to at least a little bit interesting because those minutes should be there. Now, if Kawhi happens to play, not a lot of love for me on the Clippers side. I got to 10% of Zubats. I got to 8% of Kawhi Leonard. In the boom bust tool, we do have Kawhi 17% optimal. I like seeing that. positive leverage here for right now. Could see that ownership climb if we get word that he happens to be in. And then Zubats is the other guy that got to 12% optimal. So two guys hit double digits optimal. They're the two guys that I'm getting. I don't have a single share of anybody else from the Clippers. And if we look at it from a Sims perspective, Sims are getting to Kawhi. 27% exposure to Kawhi Leonard, more than 2x the field. Should be interesting. His status is weird. You don't normally see someone leave a game at halftime with back spasm, so like essentially a muscle and nerve injury, and then come back and play that next game. And it just like makes more sense to not do that. But who knows? We'll certainly see. Hopefully we get that information early enough. It is an 8 p.m. tip, but I'm guessing we get it early. For Zoo, 10% exposure, or 11% exposure, 12% ownership. So our Sims tool likes Zubats pretty normally. And then a single share of Paul George. But obviously, everything is contingent upon Kawhi Leonard. The Clippers are a completely different team today based on the status of Kawhi Leonard, which is the least important thing I'll ever say because everybody in the world knows this. Now, Chicago Bulls on the opposite side. I have already taken Coby White out. We did as well. White came down very hard last night, late in the game against the Pacers off of a Pascal Siakam block, and was holding his hip. Now, we don't officially know if he's in or out because Chicago's on the back-to-back. Just feels like a situation where he's not going to play and be pretty sore, but who knows? He could get ruled in. If he is out, though, we've got around 15% ownership to DeRozan and Torrey Craig, around 10 for Alex Caruso and Nikola Vucevic, and then just north of 25% to Ayo Dosunmu. I love every bit of this. I want this entire team. We see Craig, Caruso, Dosunmu, and DeRozan all get in and around 15% optimal. Pretty negative leverage on Dosunmu, but still happy to get there. And then Vooch still got to a little over 7%. But with Coby White gone, massive usage rate, massive assist rate bumps to some of these guys. In particular, the guy I like the most, just from like a raw points perspective, that's DeMar DeRozan. 29% usage rate with White and LaVine not around. 29% assist rate, same situation. I got to 38% DeRozan. That's more than 2x the field. But I don't want to stop there. I'm neutral on Dosunmu. He sees those a similar bump to his assist rate. Alex Caruso had a massive game yesterday. He's 5,500 today. Shooting guard, small forward eligible. Only 12% owned. That position, along with the fact that White would likely be gone, says I want to get to a lot of Alex Caruso. But I'm not stopping there either. Torrey Craig at 3,700, even in like generic starter minutes, looks like a solid point per dollar play and a value option that we don't really have right now on the slate until we get official word on some of these other guys. So I want to get to Torrey Craig for value. I just want to load up on the Chicago Bulls. Is the spot great? Not really. Could look even better if Kawhi's out. But those five guys that I expect to start, Caruso, Dosunmu, DeRozan, Vooch, and Craig, I'm in, man. These are the guys that I want to get to. Absolutely, positively. Assuming Torrey Craig is the starter, those five starters are giant priorities for me, and I'm well over the field on all of them. Now, if we want to see how the Sims tool is seeing the Bulls, guessing it's in a similar vein to a degree. Ayo Dosunmu showed up in 29%. Of our top 150 lineups. Torrey Craig got to 24. So two big stands there. I'm a much bigger fan of Caruso, it appears. And I'm a much bigger fan of DeRozan as well. I have DeRozan about 3 fantasy points ahead of where we have him. And I have Alex Caruso about 2 fantasy points ahead of where we have him. So I think that's making up a lot of my boost. But all told, Sims Tool saying, you got to get to Chicago with Coby White out. I'm telling you, you got to get to Chicago with Coby White out. Just a 6-game slate. Even more interesting on the FanDuel side where it's only part of a 4-gamer. 30% ownership to Caruso, Dosunmu, and DeRozan. 20 to Vooch and 40 to Torrey Craig. Torrey Craig, shooting guard only on FanDuel. Power forward only on DraftKings. Sure. Oh, I didn't realize my brightness was turned down so far. There we go. was looking a little faded there for a second. I turn that down when I don't want this big old bright light in my face. Summary information here. Get yourself to the Chicago Bulls. And then maybe get yourself to Odds Shopper. What do we have out there right now for available bets for things we've talked about? Bradley Beal, under 4.5 assists, is sitting out there right now, -108. We've got a 5% expected value on that bad boy if you want it. We'll get to Tyus Jones and Tobias Harris in a little bit. But of the games we've talked about, Bradley Beal standing out right now with the best line that you can get to. And that's going to be at Caesars. You can also get that at Sugar House and Bet Rivers. Again, Beal under 4.5 assists, -108.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. Schedule for the rest of the day. We've got NHL strategy coming up at 2 o'clock. Deeper dive at 5:30. You know I'll be there. I don't miss the deeper dive. Guess who's joining me? That would be the one, the only, Dave Lochran, Loffy himself. He and I are going to break this bad boy down at 5:30. That should be a real fun one. Six games. We can dig into some dumb stuff like we normally do and still have plenty of time to break down the slate. Live before lock, we'll be back at 6:30. That'll take you all the way up until lock at 7:30 for Suns and Celtics. And then Greg and I will hop on over to Playback. That's playback.tv/stochastic. You guys can watch the games along with us. My wife's going to be out of town, so I can stick around for hours if need be. Maybe even hop back on around 10 o'clock for the late slate. As long as I'm not getting bludgeoned, I might actually do that. But we'll see. If you have League Pass, you can just join us and watch the games. It's the same stream, zero latency. We're all hanging out together, talking late news, swaps, in-game betting, live bets that we already have that we want to sweat, and just simply breaking down some basketball. If you don't have League Pass, we have 40 VIP passes that we can hand out to whoever's hanging out so that we can have more people watch with us. That gives you League Pass for the night if you're watching through Playback. I don't think you guys want to miss this. It's going to be a good time. We might even do a giveaway or two. First basket, Phoenix Suns, Boston Celtics, maybe a little bit of Odds Shopper weekly or monthly for the person who gets it right. Who wouldn't want that? Come hang out with us on Playback, guys. It's going to be a good time. Now, we go to game number 3. This is not a game I want to talk about, but here we are. Washington Wizards, 7.5-point underdogs in Houston. 226 total. Now, for the Wizards, we have a Q tag on Rashawn Holmes. I don't really know what they're going to do here. I don't have a great feel on whether or not he starts today. I gave him 26 minutes. We gave him 26 minutes. Now, we have him 29% optimal, 30% owned. I'm a little bit more pessimistic on the outlook for Rashawn Holmes in this spot. But it's also possible he doesn't start. If Houston continues to go to Jabari Smith at the 5, would make a lot of sense to me to start Kyle Kuzma and then run Rashawn Holmes in the second unit against Jock Landale. We probably won't know that for a while. And for the most part, like, minutes should be the same. So I am quite a bit under the field on the 30% ownership that's coming into Rashawn Holmes. I'm right around neutral on the 20% that's coming into Kyle Kuzma. I'm 2Xing Bilal Coulibaly, 4,500 shooting guard, small forward eligible. We don't have a ton of value, and that position really helps. I'm neutral on Denny Avdia, $6,900 small forward. Just generally a tough position to fill, but he's a little over a fantasy point per minute guy, and he's playing 35 minutes a night. Interesting guy here is Tyus Jones. I went 6,200. I went 31 minutes, right around 30 fantasy points. I didn't get a single share. He is currently projected for 16% ownership. He's been at 0.97 DraftKings points per minute over the last 30 days. My model says he's 0.95, and I have him at 0.96. I feel really good about Tyus Jones's rate for today, but that's not leading me to get to him. And if we want to think about it, Tyus Jones under 8.5 assists at Bet365 is the number one bet you can make right now at Bet365 and anywhere on Odds Shopper for the NBA. Plus 100, it's a great line. You can grab it on DraftKings Sportsbook for minus 110. You lose a lot of the value by going from plus 100 to minus 110, but that value is still there. So if you do have the ability to get to Bet365, I think that's where you want to be. Grab that line if you can. Now, lots more ownership coming in on the FanDuel side. 40% to Denny, 30% to Kuzma, 30% to Koulibaly, around 15% to Tyus, another 10% to Kispert, 10% to Jordan Poole, 10% to Rashawn Holmes. So very different game on the FanDuel side. If we look at the boom bust tool, we do see, you know, around 13% optimal rate to Jones, Avdija, and Kuzma. There are some pieces of this game that just look good for Washington. Now, if we take a look at what the stochastic sims look like for the Wizards, we get to 73% of Rashawn Holmes. Now, I think that number will come down a little bit later today, but it doesn't change the fact that he does look like a nice value option here for Washington in actually a bit of a pace up spot against the Rockets. And I would imagine a slightly worse defense. But we didn't stop with Holmes. We did get 17% of Avdija, 11% of Kuzma, 7% of Tyus Jones, 2 random shares of Poole and Koulibaly. But it really all comes down to, do we see Rashawn Holmes in the starting lineup today? If we do, he's going to be interesting. If he's coming off the bench, he's more of like a, I have no idea how many minutes this guy's going to play flyer type option at probably very low ownership. So you got to keep your eye on the news here. And if he's just out, we're going to get that starting five again with Kispert in and Kyle Kuzma moving to the five, at which point we'll probably bump up Koulibaly's minutes a bit and Kispert's minutes a bit. They might look a little bit more interesting. Now we got to get to Houston. So we know Alperen Şengün is out, and we know that Cam Whitmore is out, but we are getting to this team in a big way. Now, I'm doing it in a different way than the ownership shows. We've got 70% ownership coming into $5,200 Amen Thompson. We've got 45 coming into Dylan Brooks and Jabari Smith, and another 25 to Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green. Now, these guys are all very owned on the FanDuel end, except for Amen Thompson, who's $2,400 more expensive on FanDuel than he is on DraftKings. And the boom bust tool is right there with us. 45% optimal to Amen Thompson, 33 to Jabari Smith, 20 to Brooks and VanVleet, and another 12 to Jalen Green. Now, if we want to talk about where I'm at, I'm fading the heavy ownership on Amen Thompson right now. He's in 22% of my lineups. He looks great. He absolutely positively looks great. I just think he's a little bit overowned, and I think there are other spots I want to get to, particularly from Houston. So everything that I'm not getting for Amen Thompson, I'm kind of giving back to Jalen Green and to Dylan Brooks. I'm 2xing the field on Brooks. He's 45% owned. I've got 88 right now, $4,500 shooting guard, small forward. Tough spot last time, just aggressive foul trouble. Amazing matchup here. What you're looking for is, like, I don't know, 31 plus out of Dylan Brooks. You're hoping for a fantasy point per minute. Now, that's actually kind of hard for him. Dylan Brooks has been scoring 0.59 DraftKings points per minute over the last 30 days. Now, that's not the rates that he has with no Cam Whitmore and no Şengün around. He's a 20% usage guy, a 10% assist guy. I just don't see how you get away from him at that price and that position given the value. Now, similarly, for me, I am heavy on Jalen Green. I have a projection 4 points north of we do. I'm juicing him a lot today. And that's why I have 50% of Jalen Green who's 25% owned. We've seen him with no Sengun and no Cam Whitmore on the floor, like a 36% assist rate in those minutes. And that's playing alongside the rest of the guys that are active. Now, I cut it down a bit. I took him to 32. I think Jalen Green's just going to have the ball a lot. Not to mention, he should be able to get to the rim at will. And he's facing the Wizards. This is the team dead last in defensive rating, third in pace. There aren't spots much better than this. So I'm very happy to get to 2x the field on Jalen Green. I want to get more Jabari Smith. I got to 26%, but I am a little bit lighter. I have him projected for 1.07 DK points per minute. It's a big rate. It's a full 10th of a point north of where he's been over the last 30 days. So I'm happy to get there. I got to 40% of Fred VanVleet. This is just massive, massive exposure to the Houston Rockets. And you have to, just because of these guys still being out, because of the matchup, there's too much value to go around for the Rockets. They are currently my most exposed team, and they are by a mile the most exposed team on DraftKings. 1 second. Had to send the dog downstairs. So, yeah, 226% ownership for me. That's 50% more than the Chicago Bulls. I want to get to that starting five from the Houston in a big way, but ownership will tell a bit of a story for how much I want on one side versus the other. But it looks like Brooks and Jalen Green are going to be my personal priorities. The Sims tool is probably going to sing a different tune, but it's mostly the same music. Just call it the remix, I guess. 87% exposure to Amen Thompson, 66% exposure to Jabari Smith, 40% exposure to Dylan Brooks, 31 to Fred VanVleet, just 6 to Jalen Green. So this is one of the first like extra special differences here. Jalen Green, I am very high on. Our Sims tool, not so much. Figure out where you land. I hope you come join me for it, that's for sure. But I think we have to get to a lot of this Houston Rockets team. You don't get matchups much better than Wizards 7.5 point dogs. So take advantage now while you can. Houston season, baby. I'd like to be a little bit heavier on Amen Thompson, but I'm a little nervous about his minute ceiling in comparison to everybody else. They can do some weird stuff. He doesn't have to close. Yeah, and like S&P makes a great point here right now. I'm going to pop that up on the screen. So it's going to be interesting to see how much the Houston ownership sustains if we start losing multiple stars elsewhere. Yeah, if Luka Doncic gets ruled out and Kawhi Leonard potentially gets ruled out, this starts looking way different because now we have a ton of value on Dallas. We have someone like 8K Kyrie looking as good, if not better, than Fred VanVleet. You know, we get whatever value creeps up from the Clippers. We're bumping Harden. We're bumping Paul George. Maybe Harden's out. We're really bumping Paul George. So, yeah, this slate is live to change in a big way. I mean, this Houston value is going to exist no matter what. They are going to be the most owned team, I would imagine, no matter what happens. But you could have some other teams really try to run them down. The Philadelphia 76ers are 8.5 point underdogs in Milwaukee, 220 total. This is the final game on the FanDuel slate. 20% ownership going to Tobias Harris and Mo Bamba, with another 30 going to Kyle Lowry. That's on FanDuel. DraftKings is way different. We barely got Kyle Lowry and Paul Reed north of 10%. Paul Reed with power forward eligibility now? That feels new. Didn't get him, but something to pay attention to, that's for sure. So I got to 16% of Kyle Lowry, and I got to 16% of a 6% owned Tyrese Maxey, couple shares of Oubre. We've got Maxey 12% optimal, 5% owned. So positive leverage play. I'm seeing it the same way. We also have Lowry and Paul Reed, both with double-digit optimal rates. This is an all right spot for Philly. I'm going to take a quick pause here and explain something. Jonathan, you should not be looking at average fantasy points for any player ever, no matter what. Just throw that in the garbage. could not be a worse thing for you to listen to, because Amen Thompson normally doesn't start. So he averages significantly less fantasy points. If Amen Thompson is starting, he's playing a lot more minutes. Therefore, he should average more fantasy points. So looking at his average is only going to hurt you for whatever analysis you're trying to do. He's popular because he's going from not starting to starting. Anyway, back to Philly. I like Maxey as a sneaky GPP play here at relatively minimal ownership. Do I like going to Kyle Lowry? No, but if he's going to be out there playing 30 minutes, that's a pretty good look. I'm assuming the stochastic sim tool is going to like Tyrese Maxey because of how big of our positive leverage we had. And I'm right-ish. So 22% ownership, or exposure rather, coming into Kyle Lowry. He's 29% owned on FanDuel, so that's fine. But I'm getting to 22%. So like, I got 16 on DraftKings. We got 22 on DraftKings. Seems like Kyle Lowry is a guy to get to. Now, the sim tool only got to 9% of Maxey. I got a little bit more at 16, but either way, it is identifying someone that's at least a little bit under-owned. Paul Reed showed up at 9%, a couple shares of Batum and Mo Bamba. Is it an amazing spot for Philly? No, this doesn't look at all like Washington or Houston or Chicago. But there are a couple pieces that I like in a larger field GPP that I think are going to be a tad underrepresented. I'm going to lead the way with Maxey on that one. Now on the Milwaukee side, it's interesting to see Chris Middleton is out on the injury report, which is kind of wild considering he was questionable last time out. Now, no other real news right now for Milwaukee other than we do have a Q tag on Malik Beasley. Now, that could create a bit of value in Pat Connaughton, Patrick Beverley, AJ Green, but we definitely need to see that. We have like 10 to 15% ownership coming into Brooke Lopez, Damian Lillard, Giannis, Jay Crowder, Malik Beasley, and Pat Connaughton. In the boom bust tool, 20% optimal to Malik Beasley, 15 to Giannis, around 10 for Lillard and Connaughton. And I got a smattering of these guys as well. 28% ownership coming into Brooke Lopez, who, you know, 5,200 is just a nice price. Now, he has not been playing well. 0.77 DraftKings points per minute over the last 30 days for Lopez. But now you're getting him at a bit of a discount from a price perspective. I'm happy to get to a little bit of Dame. He's an interesting dynamic on the opposite side of Maxey. Very similar price tags. Got a couple shares of Giannis. Neutral on Beasley. Neutral on Connaughton. Neutral on Jay Crowder. This is a game where I'm just... it seems like lineup filler. There's no guy where it's... there's like a clear, overwhelmingly high-owned, awesome play for today. But there's like 9 or 10 guys in this game that are just steady parts of a lineup. Like you probably have one Buck/Sixer in anything you're building. But I don't have anybody that I just immediately want to get a ton of. Now, if we look at it from this Milwaukee side on the stochastic sim tool, 43% exposure to Giannis Antetokounmpo right now. Massive, massive stand on the pay-up Giannis. Now, that is very likely to change if news breaks for some of these studs. But the Sims tool certainly liking Giannis to start the day. And it's absolutely liking Malik Beasley as well. 37% exposure to Malik Beasley. You also have another 13 to Connaughton, around 10 to Dame, couple shares of Brooke Lopez, couple shares of Jay Crowder. Looks like I'm a lot higher on Brooke Lopez than the sim tool is. But either way, it's the same sort of story. We need to get to a bit of Milwaukee. Now, anytime anybody wants to take a stand on Giannis, I'm not surprised. I'm very curious to see. I'm guessing I have a lot of Shea. I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing I have Shea in lieu of Giannis. But either way, we want to get to this game. I don't see an individual priority I want to go crazy for. Giannis could be that guy. But Malik Beasley looks solid if he's in. If he's not, we create some Milwaukee value. All right, 380 people in the door. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. That helped me out a ton. I want to help you guys out by talking about BetMGM, sponsor of this show. Bang. I believe that if you don't take advantage of this deal today, you will never have the opportunity to do so. So keep that in mind. Bet $5, get $150 in bonus bets. Now, minimum deposit's $10, but you only got to bet $5 to unlock this. You'll get three separate $50 bonus bets. Your worst case scenario, and I tell you guys this every day, you lose that $5 bet, you lose those three $50 bets, you're only out $5 of your own money. You pick up a win in one of those bonus bets and you're probably up over $100. You pick up another win on one of those bonus bets, you're likely starting off your bankroll with over $200 in your account. And all it did was take you $5 to have that chance. This is an easy deal for you to take advantage of, but it's going to go away. Now you got to be 21 or over. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. The link is in the description. If you're in a legal sports betting state and you haven't signed up at BetMGM yet, you should do that right now. This deal is going away tomorrow. We go back to the Dallas Mavericks. Now, it's impossible to talk about this game right now. Mavs are 10-point dogs in OKC, 237 total. We've got 30% ownership coming into Daniel Gafford, who apparently can't miss. And then we have 14 to PJ Washington, 7 to Kyrie, 7 to Luka. Luka pulled up a little lame yesterday, late in the fourth quarter. Hamstring injury. We have no idea if this dude is playing. I'll say this much. I don't expect him to play. They don't play again until Sunday. Do you want to drop a game here against OKC? No, not at all. However, why risk it in this spot, knowing you have Friday off and Saturday off to rehab for Sunday? I don't expect him to be in, at which point Kyrie Irving becomes a priority on this slate. I think Tim Hardaway, 4K shooting guard, small forward, would become a priority on this plate. Daniel Gafford would likely be basically the same. I don't really think that would have a huge impact on Gafford. Maybe Josh Green gets a bump. Maybe Exum gets a bump. PJ Washington probably gets a usage bump. Dallas will look very different if Luka is out, but it's really hard to dig into it right now. I treated him like he's in. Our sim tool treated him like he's in. We got 20% optimal to Gafford. We also got 22% optimal to PJ Washington. And then around 8 or 9 to Luka and Kyrie. I only got to Gafford and then minimal amounts of PJ Washington. I didn't get to Luka yet. And I don't expect to get to Luka at all if he's in. But Gafford at 4,900, center only, 1.22 DraftKings points per minute over the last 30 days. You can't really expect that because this dude hasn't missed a shot. He's made 33 straight. He's running a little hot. That's also going to make his fantasy points per minute run a little hot. I got him in for 1.1. That said, I certainly want to get to him. If we look at the stochastic sims for Dallas, 33% exposure to Daniel Gafford, so right in line with me. A much bigger stand on PJ Washington, 27% exposure for Washington. Feels a tad high to me, but I still think he looks like an interesting guy. And then 10% of Luka. We're still getting there a little bit in the stochastic sims. Based on stochastic projections, you can still get to Luka if he's in. We just don't know if he's actually going to play. But that's where we stand on Dallas. We'll figure out throughout the day whether or not Luka Doncic is playing. OKC, on the other hand, gets an awesome matchup here. Ooh, apparently I am not getting Jashe. So OKC gets the spot against Dallas. Bottom 10 defense, top 10 pace. 10 to 15% ownership coming into Giddy, Shea, and Chet. Almost 20 to Lou Dort. Around 10 to Jalen Williams. I got to 36% Dort. Now, that's just a testament of the fact that he's a small forward. He's 4,200, and we don't have a ton of value. As value opens up, that Dort exposure will come down. But he does look like an outstanding point per dollar play. I think he's the best point per dollar play on Oklahoma City. I also got to 24% of Chet, which I'm very happy to get to in this spot against Dallas. I think this matchup fits him very well. And then I have scattered amounts of Jalen Williams, Josh Giddey, and oddly enough, a limited amount of Shea, which I didn't expect. Now, optimal rates have Shea at 10%, a little bit overowned. Chet got to 12, Giddey got to 12, Dort got to 18. Assuming we just have everything normal for Oklahoma City, my stands are going to be Dort and Chet. I would like to get to a little bit more Shea. Doesn't appear that that's happening right now. The sim tool is giving us 19% Dort. So right at the field, a little bit less interest than what I have. Around 13% of Chet. So right around the field, a little bit less interest than I have. And then basically 10 for SGA, just shy of 10 for Giddey, and a couple shares of Jalen Williams. It's a good spot for Oklahoma City. You want to get to some of these starters. I personally think Dort looks the best. Chet is second. We have it Dort and Chet in the sim tool as well. I think the takeaway should be play yourself some Lou Dort and some Chet Holmgren, but 4,200 for a small forward for Dort. I can see why that stands out to me. All right. One more game to go. We're moving pretty well through this slate. It's kind of easy to talk about, especially because of some of this injury news that we have. Daniel, he is not doubtful, but close enough. Anyway, New York Knicks. 11.5-point favorites in Portland. 206 total. Now, the Knicks are at full strength for everybody that's normally around. We obviously still don't have Julius Randle or Mitchell Robinson. But we kind of know what we're getting here. 10% ownership to Josh Hart, 10% to Jalen Brunson, 10% to Dante DiVincenzo, just shy of 10% to Isaiah Hartenstein. That's a good enough matchup against Portland. They're a little slow, but the defense is bad. So, you know, take what you can get. I got 4% of Isaiah Hartenstein and 4% of Jalen Brunson. That's the most I have of the Knicks. I'm not surprised. 30th ranked team in pace against number 22 in pace. Brunson got to 11% optimal. I don't see a lot of love for the New York Knicks here. That could open up a little bit. I'd like to have a little bit more just for late swap purposes later on, but it just feels like there are better places to get to for the Knicks. I did, however, take over 17.5 PRA for OG Anunoby today on Prize Picks. But for now, oh no. All right, I got to rerun the sim. I accidentally refreshed the page. So let's restore that last pool and let's re-simulate these lineups from the stochastic sims. Whoopsie daisy. So let's get that running right now. I'm kind of excited for this slate. And I'm very intrigued by what happens if we don't get the Luka news until like after 8 p.m. Because then you probably start getting to like Jalen Brunson, SGA. Like obviously, if Luka ends up out and you don't get that news till after 8, I mean, everybody's swapping Luka Doncic to either Kyrie Irving or SGA. Like you obviously have the position and the salary to get that done. But what the trickle-down effect of that would be very interesting. All right, payouts are being assigned. We are almost there, but we can take a look and see where the stochastic sims want us to be for the New York Knicks. Can't imagine there's a big stand here, but who knows? Maybe Josh Hart will play 44 minutes and have a quadruple double. He does that all the time. All right, here we go. Let's quick favorite the top 150, and now let's take a look at the New York Knicks. Okay, 23% exposure to Isaiah Hartenstein. Is he looking a little sneaky today? We got him in for 24 minutes, 25.5 fantasy points, some positive leverage. All right, spot's interesting here against DeAndre Ayton. Could out-muscle him. Ayton seems like he'd fold to something like that. 19% to Jalen Brunson. Now, I'm a little jealous there, but we have this loaded 8-9K range of guards, whether that's Maxey, Dame, Kyrie, Jalen Brunson. I'm probably missing someone. I don't know what Anthony Simons' price is, but it's probably around there. Whatever guys from Boston, all of the 8K Clippers dudes. So to see Brunson pop up there, a little interesting to me. Now, we're not getting Ananobi, DiVincenzo, Burks, or Hart in any sort of volume. But keep your eye on Isaiah Hartenstein and Jalen Brunson. Could be two interesting large field GPP options. And then we go to Portland. Now, this is where I'm taking a stand, folks. No ownership coming into the Portland Trailblazers. 6% to Simons, 6% to Ayton. They're on a back-to-back, and we have no idea if Jeremy Grant is playing today. I have him in. We have him in. But I am getting to all things DeAndre Ayton. And that's the same situation I was in last time out, and he smashed. I'm doing it again here. 6% owned. He's in 36% of my lineups, 7,700. I got him in for 34 minutes, 1.4 DraftKings points per minute over the past 30 days for DeAndre Ayton. I only have him at 1.2, so it's not like I'm just taking that rate and running with it. I also have him projected for 4 more fantasy points than we do. I'm a big DeAndre Ayton believer, even in this horrible matchup against the slowest team in the league, the New York Knicks. I don't really want much else from Portland. Got a couple shares of Simons. Maybe we squeeze out a little bit more value if Jeremy Grant ends up out. But I think this is a two-horse race. It's Ayton to a big degree for me, and then Anthony Simons. Have to imagine the Sim tool doesn't feel the same way. 11% to Simons, 2 shares of Scoot, 1 share of Jeremy Grant, and 1 share of Ayton. I'm a big believer. Ayton's like my favorite GPP play today. I am absolutely going to Ayton. Have to. I see no other way around it. I want him to be my low-owned pivot, going right back to him. Fun slate, though. Fun slate. If I just touch on my personal most exposed guys to start off the day, it's Dylan Brooks at the top of the list, Jalen Green second, Fred VanVleet, Alex Caruso, DeMar DeRozan. Those guys make up the top 5. If we look at it from a Sims tool perspective, 87% ownership to Amen Thompson, 73 to Rashawn Holmes, 61 to Jabari Smith, 40 to Giannis, 40 to Malik Beasley, and 40 to Dylan Brooks. This is a tough slate, actually. Lots of different places you can go and take pretty sizable stands. I'm very curious to see what that ends up looking like as we start getting more news. Number 1 ROI lineup based on my sim to start the day. Anthony Simons, Tyrese Maxey, Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith, Rashawn Holmes, Malik Beasley, DeMar DeRozan, Daniel Gafford. Looks like a great lineup to me. I assume it will be horrible by the time we get to lock, by the time we get all of this news. Now, to close it out, since the scope of this slate is so different, let's take a peek at FanDuel and see what we end up getting here, since FanDuel only has the 4-gamer. Yeah, if Luka is out, I'm probably playing a lot of Dallas, and I don't really care who it is. Now, let's run FanDuel Sim. Water hitting the spot. But yeah, look, Luka going away changes the entire outlook of Dallas. And we have to fill in 38 new minutes. There's going to be an abundance of it. Doesn't feel like Exum would get... I don't know who they would start there. Feels like Tim Hardaway should be the guy, but who knows. But either way, that yeah, they're 4K and 3,600. I don't... That's not worth digging into. Water is a conduit for coffee, but I already knocked my coffee back for today. Haven't needed it as much. All right, FanDuel results. Drum roll, please. I don't know if you guys can hear my drum roll, but I'm drum rolling it. Come on. Oh, that would have been really cool if it just popped up like that. Let's try it again. Pow. Got it. It worked. All right. FanDuel side. Number one ranked ROI lineup by a lot, I might add. Damian Lillard, Kyle Lowry. Ayo Dosunmu, Torrey Craig. DeMar DeRozan, Malik Beasley. Giannis, Jabari Smith, and Autohose. It's Mo Bamba. Fun to see. That's a decent enough lineup. Exposures. It's quick favorite, the top 150. Top plays on FanDuel based on the Sims tool at 10:50 a.m. Dylan Brooks, 81% exposure. Mo Bamba, 70% exposure. 60 to Torrey Craig. In the 50s for Jabari Smith and Fred VanVleet. And then you get Kyle Lowry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Ayo Dosunmu, and Alex Caruso in the 40s. Boom, folks. Another day in the books. Six games up. Six games down. And now we wait for the deeper dive at 5:30. Myself and Dave Lochran breaking everything down. Let's take one last peek at Odds Shopper. Do we have anything else for you guys? Kawhi Leonard, under 4.5 assists, top Odds Shopper play right now on DraftKings. You know what? I actually think I bet this already. Almost positive I did. I'm going to take a quick look, and if I didn't, I'm firing that away right now. Let's see. Did I bet this already? I took Kawhi's under PRA. Okay, so I already have bits and pieces of that. If you're on Bet365 and you want to bet against or bet the under 1.5 assists for Chance McMillan taking on BYU today, that is the second best play. There's a couple other college basketball plays out there if you want them. Whew. But that's where we're at, folks. It's been a swell day. Thursday strategy show in the books. We'll be back tomorrow to close it all out. Make sure you're hitting that like button on your way out the door. Sign up at BetMGM if you haven't done it. Get the Sims tool. Get the lineup generator. Whatever you're looking for to help yourself on DFS, we've got that as well. So I'm going to dip on out of here, folks. It's been a great day. It's going to be an even better one. I've got a piece of sirloin flap in the fridge right now. Salted up, seasoned up, drawn out a little bit of that moisture. Slap that bad boy on the grill for lunch. It's going to be good eating. But for now, I'm going to get out of here. Hey, guys, this was the strategy show.